The unemployed of Ghana's total labor force is estimated at 10.9%. They are between the ages of 25 and 35 years and are the most vulnerable in terms of unemployment. Vice President Bawumia indicated that job creation is critical as high unemployment, especially among the youth, is a serious security issue due to its direct correlation with social vices. He said government will continue to promote job creation with the private sector leading the way. Vice President Bawumia, while announcing that about 100,000 graduates will be employed this year, also touched on government's achievements in its 1 year in office. He bemoaned the fact that 60 years on, Ghana has not been able to attain the level of achievements that the forefathers envisaged. He said if other countries have been able to turn around their economies, Ghana has no excuse.
After 1 year of trying to do this expansionary fiscal consolidation, we've seen that economic growth has increased in Ghana from 3.7% in 2016 to an estimated 7.9% in 2017. This is the best annual real GDP growth for the first year of any new government since 1992. For the first time since 2006, the government of Ghana has been able to meet its fiscal deficit target, notwithstanding some of the challenging revenue shortfalls, from 9.3% of GDP in 2016 to 6.3% of GDP by the end of 2017. Many doubted the ability of government to achieve the target in light of some revenue challenge. But the question that we should ask is, how can a government inherit a budget deficit of 9.3% of GDP, proceed to reduce taxes, bring down inflation, bring down interest rates, increase economic growth, and yet still be able to reduce the fiscal deficit from 9.3% to an estimated 5.6%? And this is what we mean by competent economic management. This year is also a major year for job creation. Government is bringing a new scheme, which is the Nation Builders Core, an employment scheme for graduates. That graduate unemployment is a major, major problem. So we are going to find a way, working also with the private sector, to employ a lot of graduates. We are employing 100,000 graduates this year.
Vice President Bawumia mentioned key projects that will take off this year, which include the One Village, One Dam initiative, the railway development, and the digitalization of the land registration process.
The outlook for 2018 is very, very important as we go to ramp up this engine for job creation. As far as our natural resources are concerned, we've got to add value to our cocoa. We've got to add value to our raw material. We are going to see, by the grace of God, this year that we will conclude the deals on the development of the railways. The railway development has got major job creation implications, and we have to push to make it happen. And if all goes according to plan, we are going to be seeing the largest infrastructure investment in Ghana's history. This